the numbers have dropped off, but the most striking number, I think, is the number zero, which is the number that we've given out to living people since action in Vietnam. So there has not been a single Medal of Honor given out in roughly 40 years to a living person, and that includes Desert Storm and OEF and OIF operation in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's one of a few reasons. I think it has to be one or the other. One, either our men and women are not performing valiantly anymore. There are no more acts of bravery and courage. That's one. Two, the Department of Defense has been more stringent and has changed the rules on the men and women in uniform. I think it's the latter here.
Yeah, and the low numbers really extend to Medal of Honors for those that are receive the award posthumously because of the 4,000 and rising numbers killed in action in Iraq and Afghanistan. Only six that were awarded posthumously, so it's zero for those living and only six for those that are deceased. And what kind of answers are you getting from the Defense Department when you ask?
Well, the Defense Department's main answer is that warfare has changed. There's now IEDs, there's laser-guided missiles that we have. Warfare has changed. It's more technologically advanced now, which I understand. I've been over there three times, Iraq twice, Afghanistan once as a U.S. Marine. But here's what hasn't changed about warfare. You still have to kill the enemy. You have to take ground, and you have to hold it from the enemy and repulse him as he counterattacks you. That has not changed. We're doing that in Afghanistan now. We did it in Iraq. There's been house-to-house fighting. There's been guys running out of ammunition, having to kill terrorists with their knives, with their helmets. There has been great, great acts of sacrifice and valor in Afghanistan and Iraq, and I don't think that they're being recognized.
Well, Congressman, if that's the case, and I'm sure that there have been plenty of valiant acts that have taken place in Iraq and Afghanistan that deserve recognition, is there some other ingredient that we're missing? Does the Department of Defense feel that the nature of warfighting has changed and therefore putting people in harm's way doesn't happen as frequently as it used to?
Right. That's what their excuse was, that we're more technologically advanced, but once more, we still have to take ground and we have to hold it, which means we have to go into houses. You have house-to-house combat, hand-to-hand combat. You have men jumping on grenades, women doing the same thing. You still have these great acts out there. And all my legislation does is ask the DOD to look at this, to analyze it, and report back to Congress what exactly is going on. If medals are being downgraded or if they aren't recommending their men and women for these higher medals. Because what might have happened is also this. We might have raised the collective combat standard for what true bravery and true heroism acts above and beyond the Call of Duty really are. So that might have happened too. So what would have been a Medal of Honor in Vietnam is now only a Silver Star simply because we expect so much out of our all-volunteer force. Our men and women are so brave all the time that our collective standard has gone up for what earns the Medal of Honor.
And you'll have a lot of backing from some of the veterans groups too. They've weighed in behind you on this.
Yeah, because, you know, this is what their focus is our veterans issues. Same here. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. That's my focus, especially while we have two wars going on. I think this is important enough for the DOD to step back from it, take a look, and analyze what exactly is going on.
So, Congressman, is there one particular case that you'd like to see changed? There's the story of a young soldier named Sergeant Peralta who grabbed a grenade, pulled it underneath of him while the rest of his troops took cover, and he was nominated for this Medal of Honor, and they decided not to give it to him. Is that one case that you think really points out some of the problems
here?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Sergeant Peralta, it's an extraordinary case. I got to meet with his family back in San Diego about a month ago. He's from San Diego. He jumped on a grenade. It blew him up, killed him, saved his comrades. The Commandant of the Marine Corps at every level under the Secretary of Defense approved and recommended this Medal of Honor. The Secretary of Defense took it upon himself to form a panel, if you will, of neurologists, pathologists, civilians, a former Medal of Honor winner, and they analyzed this and they said that Sergeant Peralta did not do this act of heroism meaningfully, his body spasmed. That's why he rolled over on this grenade, thus unintentionally saving his comrades. Pretty flimsy reasoning there, and I don't think it makes sense. The Marine Corps was upset about it. A lot of other veterans groups were upset about it. Secretary of Defense didn't seem to care.
So, Congressman, do you hear from members of the services? Are you hearing from military members themselves? And are they saying anything about this to you?
All the time. And they aren't just talking about the Medal of Honor. I mean, it does take an absolutely extraordinary act, one that you and I probably couldn't even fathom. So much danger and having to act courageously in that moment. What I'm hearing about, too, are other medals being downgraded. Navy crosses, Distinguished Service crosses going down to Silver Stars and Bronze Stars, things being downgraded, and that might be because of that collective bar being raised in the military. So much action going on since 2001 in Afghanistan and Iraq, that collective bar being raised by the ground commanders who see combat every day and are starting to not think much of it.